In late September 2001, approximately 1 week after the September 11th attacks, letters containing anthrax spores were mailed to several news media and members of the United States Senate. The first death of this bioterrorism attack was Robert Stevens, an employee of American Media Incorporation, AMI, in Boca Raton, Florida. Late Sunday afternoon on October 7, 2001, the FBI, Tampa, Evidence Response Team, and HAZMAT teams were deployed to Boca Raton to assist at the crime scene. Upon arrival, it appeared to the team that no one was in charge. Information and intelligence given to the team was confusing and often contradictory. Experts on the scene provided inaccurate information as well as misconceptions regarding the possibility of anthrax attack. That evening, our team assembled and made entry into the building. During our search in a location I describe as ground zero for anthrax, we lost communication. This was a very frightening experience given the biological threat and physical demands when wearing the personal protective equipment in extreme heat. Shortly after our evening shift, our local office contacted the team and ordered us to immediately return to our territory to respond to threats there. Our complaints and concerns that we had been operating for 24 hours and were now required to drive back 5 hours were ignored. It appeared to us that management's concern for our safety and well-being was not a consideration. Fortunately, the FBI learned from this experience, and when we returned 10 months later under the incident command system, the operation was effective, efficient, and without incident or safety concerns.